Welcome to Success Genius, the only podcast for ambitious entrepreneurs who are serious about transforming their productivity game. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Yogi, Neil Williams, and I believe that true productivity doesn't come from more hours in the office, but from the mindsets and habits that leverage your maximal focus and energy. On this podcast, we'll dive deep into next-level habits, mindset shifts, and unique practices like yoga nidra. But we're steering clear of any band-aid solutions and time-wasting fads. You won't hear me talk about quick fixes, hacks, and trendy apps that promise the world and deliver nothing. Let's be real. How many planners and time management systems have you bought that are either collecting digital or literal dust? You and I both know these don't work. This show is all about the simple, everyday, high-impact practices validated by neuroscience and psychology, because as it turns out, your body is as pivotal to your productivity as your mind. So if you want to get 40 hours of work done in 10, stick around. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm Neil Williams, and this is the Success Genius Podcast. Welcome to episode 196, my sweet friend. Okay, so have you ever wondered why the dread of Monday seems to start creeping in as early as Sunday afternoon, even if you're doing work that you really do enjoy? Well, what if I told you the reason you hate Mondays has less to do with your to-do list and more to do with the very chemistry of your brain? Stick around, because in this episode, I'm not just going to tell you how to survive Mondays. I'm going to give you a motivation makeover tool that will transform them into the most productive, energizing, and fun part of your week. I love, love, love my work. I love my clients. I'm such a lucky girl because I have the most kick-ass clients ever. They're so amazing and I love them to death. But about a year ago, I noticed that I was starting to dread Monday. And not Monday morning necessarily. I mean, it was definitely there on Monday, but I was dreading it on Sunday afternoon. And I got a lot of coaching on this and I just couldn't break through it and figure it out. I thought, gosh, there's something wrong with me. Maybe I'm just someone who will never be happy with what I'm doing. But then I learned the role that brain chemistry plays in how I was feeling on Sunday afternoon when that dread was creeping in, and definitely on Monday. So let's dive in and talk about what's really going on when you dread Monday. It's not that there's something wrong with you. It really has to do with your brain chemistry and something called dopamine. Now, dopamine, I mentioned this on an earlier podcast, dopamine in the personal development, self-development world has been characterized, I think, as the chemical that we get from achieving something. We get like a dopamine hit, right? We've heard that term a lot, those of us who are in the entrepreneurial world and are really in the self-help and personal development worlds. And that is true. We do get a release of dopamine, which feels great when we achieve something, we get something done, we get something that we want. But really, and dopamine has multiple roles that it plays for us, but I'm going to talk about one specific role that it plays today, and it is really the chemical of pursuit. So it helps us feel focused and motivated in the pursuit of our goals, or in the pursuit of getting something done, or in the pursuit of learning something new or getting something that we want. So you can see why it is the thing that creates focus and motivation. That's why it's so central to our discussion today about the Monday blues, you know, the case of the Mondays idea. Dopamine is pivotal to this discussion. So it's the neuromodulator, that's the scientific term for focus and motivation. And I want you to think about it. The analogy that I want us to use to help conceptualize this is thinking about having an account of dopamine, like a bank account of dopamine. Okay. And what's really cool is that you can add deposits to this bank account and you can withdraw from it. And there's like this baseline amount of dopamine that's in the account that's available to you at any time. And you have the ability to increase or decrease this. Okay. So let's talk about what releases dopamine. How do we get dopamine in our system so that we can feel focused and motivated? So what happens is, as we anticipate something great, something that we want to happen, our dopamine levels increase. So think about this in terms of our week, right? So for many of us, as we get closer to Friday, which is typically the last day of a five-day work week, many of us experience an increase in dopamine in anticipation of how great we think the weekend's going to be. And then really, for many of us that struggle with this, it is that we think that the weekend's going to be better in some way than the work week is. Okay. So as we're going through our work week, our anticipation of how great it's going to be when it's Friday and we get to do the things that we want to do on the weekend, all of that is increasing our dopamine levels as we're going into our weekend. Okay. So this is a lot of mindset, right? Because the meaning that we attach to the weekend versus the meaning that we attach to the work week can have a really significant impact on our dopamine, which has a significant impact on our focus and motivation. Okay. Now, what happens as the weekend goes on, we get closer to Sunday. And Sunday evening, the anticipation of how great the weekend's going to be is really no longer there. And our dopamine levels are dropping. So this is what I call the experience of dopamine debt. This is a depletion of dopamine that happens over the course of a weekend. And this also happens when we experience a big achievement or there's an event in our lives and there's this like letdown or coming down experience. Those of you who are in entrepreneurs and you've done maybe a launch or something, your dopamine levels are very heightened through that launching process, right? And then I think what happens is they spike and they go and you're in dopamine debt and they spike and then you're in dopamine debt as we go through the launch process because of the anticipation that we're on track to meet our goals or we're not on track to meet our goals. And so there's this very extreme emotional roller coaster, which my theory is that is because there's an extreme roller coaster of dopamine spikes and depletion, dopamine debt throughout that period of time. So you might notice even when we achieve something great or we get something that we want, oftentimes there's this letdown that happens. And that letdown is really dopamine debt, meaning our account of dopamine has been depleted and we need a way to replenish it. Okay. A great example of this with my husband that happened recently. He loves hiking. Okay. So notice the way I'm talking about this, our mindsets have a really big impact on our dopamine levels. So his mindset about hiking is, I love it. It's a thing I want to do all the time. And he is a more extreme hiker in, I guess I would say, in terms of he likes to do really long hikes. So like hundreds of miles long. And in this most recent one, it was a pretty short trip for him. It was, I think, 52 miles or something like that, the whole trip, but he was doing it in 2 days. So as he's planning for this and he's thinking about how great it's going to be on the trail and how much he loves to be on the trail because it's so simple and it's just, he's in nature, which he loves. Like all of this way of thinking about it is releasing extreme amounts of dopamine into his system as he's anticipating going on this hike, right? So I know this now in the back of my mind. I am observing it and I try in many ways not to be the wife that coaches her husband. But if he's open to it, I do share with him things that I think could be helpful, right? So I expected this to happen because he has this extreme levels of dopamine. Like he's just adding to his account, his dopamine account, right? Like it's getting increasing, like an abundance of dopamine is being released in his system. And he's on the hike and he's loving it and he's enjoying it. And the weather's great and he's meeting people. And just his experience is very elevated because of the high levels of dopamine that he has in his system. And then the trip is done. Like he did like 32 miles the first day, I think, which is insane to me. This is why I don't do these trips with him because I literally couldn't hang with him. And then the next day, I think he did like 25 or something. It was a crazy amount. So he gets done with the trip and then he drives like 8 hours home. So as that is happening, he's done with the trip. Guess what's happening? The anticipation of it, the experience of it is now over. And he is in extreme dopamine debt. Okay. So I want you to think about it. The spike in dopamine, the peaks in dopamine levels, when you're adding to your dopamine account, there will be a corresponding drop into dopamine debt below. and then it will rebound to basically your baseline level. So what had happened for him is his peak was very high, right? He was really adding a lot of deposits to his dopamine account. It was getting really fat, I would say. And then, so what happened is as the experience ended, there was a bigger dopamine dead experience for him. There was the trough, the falling below the baseline level was pretty extreme. And I knew this was happening because once he came back, he was really low almost for an entire week. And to the point where he was almost like depressed and he was moody and he was just not wanting to be at work. And he was just constantly thinking about how can I get back on the trail? And I know what's happening is that his state is in a low dopamine experience. And so we want to get out of that, right? For those of us who like are really ambitious, I would say we are more dopaminergic. I think that's a word. In that we really enjoy the experience that dopamine provides for us, right? We enjoy the pursuit. We enjoy going after goals. We enjoy learning something new. We enjoy accomplishing things and getting things done. So we have a high level of dopamine, and that helps us focus and be motivated and do all these things, right? It's really a beautiful system. But we need to understand how it works so that we can make our experience of the coming down, the dopamine debt, normal, right? That's just the way we naturally work. So what happened with him is he had a huge amount of dopamine debt, and it was taking a while to rebound that dopamine back to his baseline level. Now, it does happen, but as the spikes or the increases are big, the dopamine debt will also be quite large. And so it will take a little bit of time to rebound it, okay? So the spike in dopamine levels will have a corresponding drop below our baseline levels. And so for one thing that I want you to take away from this story is just know that this is really what has happened if you're feeling really low motivation. It's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. Like I was thinking there was something wrong with me. Just know that there's brain chemistry that's at play here. Nothing's wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. It's how we naturally work. Once I understood this, I figured out, okay, so now I can figure out how to manage my dopamine levels for maybe a more consistent dopamine experience. Or just know, like, if I am really increasing my dopamine levels in terms of anticipation for something, I'm going to have that coming down experience, and that's totally normal. And I just now have some tools to rebound it, okay? So that's exactly what I helped my husband do. I was like, well, here's what's happening. You had all this dopamine release because of this trip, and you love hiking, and it's just like this pivotal experience for him, right? The planning, the doing of it, being on the trail, all of that. So of course you're going to have a really low mood and state once you come back because your dopamine is just depleted. You're in dopamine debt. Okay. So hopefully that explains to you what is happening in terms of your spike and then your dopamine debt. So as we're going through the week, many of us, especially if we have the mindset that the work week is not as great as the weekend is better than the work week, then naturally we're going to have spikes in dopamine that are happening as we're going into our weekend. And then the dopamine debt effect, I guess I would call it, is starting to happen on Sunday for many of us and carries into Monday, right? Until we kind of like get into our work and then we're like, okay, maybe we have a little bit more motivation and we get to it. But then as the week progresses, we just have this increase in anticipation. So the dopamine's increasing. And it's just like this constant spike and drop, spike and drop, spike and drop, right? Okay. So once you understand that, hopefully that will remove any judgment or any shame or any blame or any thinking that there's something wrong with you that I was experiencing that I really couldn't be coached out of, right? So this was something where I just couldn't coach myself out of it. And so what I needed really was a physiological tool to handle my dopamine, and then I can apply mindset to it. So that's what I want to talk with you next. So let's talk about how to rebound dopamine. It's going to be very counterintuitive, and I didn't know this, but I intuited it, which was super this is what's super cool, right? When you intuit something and then you find science and actual studies that back up and research why that worked, it's so fun. So I'm going to tell you what I did, and now I have put this into a process that I'm calling the Motivation Makeover Tool. But basically, what happened was I started to do a couple different things. I, number one, made Monday harder. This is going to be so counterintuitive for all of you. I promise that it will make sense in just a second. But basically, what I did was I started adding leg day in the gym to my Mondays. Now, why in the world did I do this? What I noticed was after I do leg day, which is the hardest gym day for me, I just had this like amazing experience of feeling motivated and ready to like take on the world. And I was like, huh. So I wonder if that's the experience that I have. I wonder if I start putting that on Monday, if I would start to feel that way about the rest of my week. And it turns out it was a kickstart for me to feel really motivated and highly productive in my week. Okay. So now here's why this works. It turns out that one of the best ways to get rid of dopamine debt and return your dopamine levels back to baseline so that you have access to feel motivated and focused and do your work is to do something that's worse, do something that's harder. So for me, that just happened to be leg day. Now, that might not be for you, right? So you need to customize this to yourself and figure out what that would be. So I'm going to give you the Motivation Makeover Tool. It's three simple steps, but now you understand why, like the basis behind it. Okay. And this is basically the short-term answer to how do I cure the Monday blues or the case of the Mondays. And then I'm going to talk with you about a longer-term answer and more of the mindset aspect of this. Okay. So if you're like, I just want to start to feel more motivated on Monday and you want, or even if it's tomorrow, it doesn't have to be Monday. You could use this tool anytime you want. Number one, recognize that the only thing that has happened is that dopamine has dropped below baseline. Just tell yourself, oh, I'm experiencing dopamine debt effect right now. Now, the reason why I think that's really important is just the awareness of it, I think, softens it. Right? I think so many of us are like, oh my God, I'm not motivated and I should be. And so then we're judging ourselves and we're resistant. And it's just nothing really helpful or productive happens in that scenario. So if we just drop into awareness of it, so all that's happened, I'm like, okay, Neil, you're feeling really low motivated on Monday. The only thing that has happened here is the dopamine debt effect. That's it. So what are you going to do, girl, in order to rebound your dopamine level so that you can get into focus and motivation? And so that's what I want you to be asking yourself. What would be worse or harder? What would make Monday worse or harder? And list off a few things, like 3 to 5 things. So here's my answer to that. It would be harder if I made myself get up and go to the gym and do leg day. That would be really hard for me right now. Doing something like a cold shower, that feels really hard, like a cold plunge, right? Cold therapy for many of us is not something that sounds really great, but it has actually really amazing impacts on your dopamine system. So I was trying to find things that actually had a natural impact on the dopamine system. And turns out that exercise movement is really great for that. Also, cold water therapy. So there's actually, I'll just like segue here a little bit. I'm not saying that to do this. I'm just telling you the reasons why I picked these particular activities. And the cold water therapy has been shown to have an increase. It will help increase dopamine levels for the next 1 to 5 hours. So now what I do on Mondays, and I've actually shifted this to Sunday, and I'll explain why in just a minute. I will do leg day and like do the hardest thing. And it really kickstarts my motivation. But I also make sure, and I do this actually every single day, I'll do a shower, and then the last minute to 2 minutes, depending on how much I can really tolerate, is completely cold. Like I have it turned all the way to cold. And for me, at least, I have noticed really elevated and sustained elevation levels of dopamine. So I think what has happened is my baseline level of dopamine has actually increased. So instead of having like $100 as a baseline level in my account, I have $1,000 in my baseline level of account, at least for the next few hours after the cold water. Okay. So think about that question. Ask yourself, what would be worse or harder? List off a few of those things. And then step three is to choose one and do it. Just go do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. And just know that you're going to feel much better. And this is you rebounding your dopamine levels. You are curing the dopamine debt effect when you're doing that. Okay. So the motivation makeover tool, three simple steps. Number one, awareness that you're just going to tell yourself, okay, all that's happened here is that the dopamine debt effect is happening right now for me. Then ask yourself, what would be worse or harder? And list off a few of those things. And then step number three is to choose one and go do it. Okay. So my harder was leg day, right? It brought me into deep levels of motivation and focus very quickly. So this is like the short-term answer to how to increase motivation if you need it. You're feeling really low. Your mood is pretty low. You can rebound your dopamine levels and get out of the dopamine debt effect pretty quickly this way. Okay. Now, the longer-term answer to this is, I think, really responsibly managing our dopamine levels. And so I want you to just think about, what is the mindset that you have about your weekend versus your mindset about your week? Now, in order for me to kind of level this out so I wasn't having these big spikes and drops, even though I could rebound myself, I really wanted a kind of a softer experience of it. So instead of like giant peaks and drops, I really wanted a more like rolling hills version of this, right? And so I started to do something which I think most productivity experts would not be happy with me saying, but again, I'm coming at this from a very different perspective than most of them are. I started working a couple hours each day on the weekend. Now, what that did was it allowed me to break this idea of the difference between the work week and the weekend. So I wanted those to more flow together in my mind and my mindset. And so I just started to do, it was like, I don't know, a couple of hours on Saturday and a couple of hours on Sunday. And I was looking forward to it because I was doing things that were fun for me, like researching and learning and creating content and tools and all of that. And I was like, oh, so this is super interesting. These are the things that I naturally gravitate towards. And so I use that as a way to kind of not have these big bookends on my weekend against my work week and have that big split, but really think about it as just a continuous stream of days. And what do I get to do on this day? What do I get to do on this day kind of thing? And so I did that for a while, and then I moved that to Mondays. So I restructured my Mondays. And so I really look forward to my Mondays now because I really don't coach much on Mondays. It's like my back end day. And what's fun for me about that is I really love to research and create content and new tools and ideas. And so I get to do that on Monday. So now I have this great experience of my weekends. I think my weekends are great, but I don't make them in my mind better than my week. And that is the big difference, right? I have found ways to make my week just as fun for me as my weekend. And here's the thing. If you're going to apply this idea of your mindset and how you think about your week versus your weekend, which I do recommend that you do that, but you can't lie to yourself. If you're like, my week sucks, there's no way your nervous system is going to be on board with the idea that my week is amazing. Right? That's just not going to happen. So you have to find ways that feel true to you, that your nervous system will accept as truth, and kind of start thinking about your weekend and your week a little bit differently. So that's if you want this more like leveled out experience of dopamine between your weekend and your week. Now, if you don't want that, totally fine. I'm not saying that you have to. What you might do is just recognize, okay, for right now, what's happening is I am creating a lot of dopamine, a spike in dopamine for my weekend, and I just know that it's going to crash. I'm going to experience the dopamine debt effect, and I'm going to use the motivation makeover tool in order to get myself out of that on Monday morning. So that's really what we did with my husband to get him out of it. So I was like, what would be worse than going to work today? And it's so funny because he really doesn't like leg day at all. And I was like, great, let's go do leg day at the gym. And I also suggested to him doing a cold shower, although I don't think that he has taken me up on that. The whole idea of the cold water therapy is very, very challenging for him. He doesn't like it at all. So think about which one of these you're going to want to use. Maybe it's both of them. And start thinking about, especially if you're having this longer term answer of responsibly, and I use that word responsibly in quotation marks. I just mean in a way that levels out your dopamine experience between your weekend and your work week. And mindset is a great way to do that. Now, the things that I mentioned before to increase your baseline level of dopamines, I think could apply for any day, right? So just having those available to you any day, whether it's the weekend or the weekday, doesn't really matter. But I'm just going to reiterate those again. So if you want to increase baseline levels of dopamine, so say like your bank account is at 100 units of dopamine and you want to just increase it overall to 1,000 units of dopamine, the ways to do this are, of course, sleep. Sleep is number one, most important. It's going to be very hard to access dopamine and focus and motivation if you are sleep deprived or if you're fatigued. It's really challenging. And I know this because I have been living in a very fatigued state for the last year to 2 years. Is it possible? Yes, with some of these other things, but do what you can to get a great night of sleep. The second is to move, right? Moving your body really does help you get into focus and motivation. So that could be a walk, that could be going to the gym, that could be doing something else. The one that I mentioned earlier, the cold water therapy, whether that is a cold shower or it's a cold plunge, there are things that you need to be aware of if you're going to do the cold plunge. I opt to do the cold shower because it doesn't impact the effect of going to the gym and muscle growth, whereas the cold plunge has been shown to impact that. So, and it's also just easy. I don't have a cold plunge at home. So I just do a minute to 2 minutes, end of my shower is cold water. And that really, for me, especially on those days where I'm super fatigued, has just been an overall game changer. And then the last thing that I'm going to offer up to you as a way to increase your baseline dopamine levels, I've mentioned this on the podcast before as well, is a practice called Yoga Nidra. Now, if you have our 5-minute Focus Genius Planner, you have access to the 3 Yoga Nidras that I created. There's a 10-minute, a 20-minute, and 30-minute one. Those are great at increasing baseline dopamine levels. In fact, a recent study showed that it increases the baseline dopamine level by 65%, which is huge. So consider using Yoga Nidra. So that's if you want to increase your overall baseline level of dopamine. Now, that's a little bit different than recovering from the dopamine debt effect, right? So I'm giving you a few different tools here, but just know where you're at and which tool makes the most sense. Okay, I hope this episode was helpful and insightful. I hope that if you are thinking that there's something wrong with you because you're not motivated on Monday or start to feel dread on Sunday for your work week, this has made a lot of sense in explaining the reason why, the brain chemistry behind it, and how we can use what rebounds you from the dopamine debt effect to help you feel more motivated on Monday, but also how to use your mindset and start shifting your mindset about your weekend and your weekdays to maybe soften the dopamine debt effect that you're experiencing on Sunday or Monday, and also a couple different tools to increase your overall baseline level of dopamine. Have an amazing week. I'll see you right back here next week. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Success Genius. I truly hope you found the content valuable and inspiring. My mission with Success Genius is to provide you, the ambitious entrepreneur, with the tools, strategies, and mindsets necessary for achieving success in a healthy and sustainable way. I'm dedicated to helping you balance your entrepreneurial aspirations with a vibrant and fulfilling life and lifestyle. If you found value in today's episode, here's how you can support this mission. Subscribe to Success Genius. By subscribing, you'll have all of our latest episodes and insights right at your fingertips. Leave us a rating and review. Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us improve and it helps fellow entrepreneurs find our show. Let's grow this community of success geniuses together. And share the episode with a friend, colleague, or loved one. If you think today's episode could help someone you know, please don't hesitate to share it. The ripple effect of knowledge can have a powerful impact. As we conclude this episode, remember that as entrepreneurs, we're all on this journey together. Supporting each other's growth and well-being is one of the most significant ways we can achieve greatness. I know how very valuable your time and attention is, so I want to thank you for spending some of it today with me and this show. Together, we can spread the message of healthy success to our kids, our friends, our neighbors, and our communities. Thank you for being a part of this. I couldn't do it without you.